This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. Joining me today is Jack Haley. Jack is with Government Action and Communications Institute, and he staffs and coordinates the California Collaborative. Can you tell us what the Collaborative is and what it does, Jack, and say a little about the role of stakeholders in developing high-performing systems of long-term services and supports?
Thank you, Laurel. Stakeholders are essential to planning and implementing good systems. And the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Support was founded in 2011 to bring nearly 40 statewide aging and disability and labor and provider organizations together to advocate for a high-quality LTSS system in California. Late in 2010, representatives of the SCAN Foundation and AARP sat down one-on-one with representatives of statewide groups. Would they have an interest in sitting down to talk about the big picture, the long range, once a month? And virtually all said yes. They'd been taking a beating in state budget negotiations for several years and felt isolated. So they agreed to meet. The SCAN Foundation provided a grant to support the collaborative's activities, and GACI received a contract to provide staff work. In 2011, those monthly meetings had a surprising amount of consensus. The group spent time developing a set of principles that all could agree on and a mission statement. And by the end of that year, they had consensus on the elements of a statewide system of LTSS. This was just in time for the governor, who announced his Coordinated Care Initiative, the CCI, a demonstration project in 8 counties to bring people eligible for Medicare and Medicaid into managed care. At that point, the collaborative decided to meet weekly and has done so since, focusing many discussions on how to align the CCI with the collaborative's consensus on what an LTSS system should include. The collaborative meets frequently with representatives of state agencies, with the federal CMS, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and with legislative staff. The impact has been felt on stakeholder outreach, consumer assistance, and the need to move slowly into this new world of managed care. The organizations within the collaborative continue to have these weekly policy discussions, and the state, as well as CMS and the legislature, are treating the collaborative as a sounding board for policies and practices and as a source of independent information on how the state is doing. It's proven to be invaluable.
Thanks for sharing this information, Jack. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.